And we're back. It's our third take of Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Here they come again. Listen very carefully because there's a movie clue as we go through. As they sing again, let's welcome into our homes and our hearths the King Singers.
On the third take of Christmas, Mark Hammer gave to me
three French Connection hens,
two red turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree of life.
You see, when they said there'll be a clue to the name of the film, saying French Connection,
three French Connection hens.
That's not a clue. That's literally the title of the film. Okay,
well,
so
no one wants to work hard. It's the 27th of December. Right.
French Connection, which won the Oscar for Best Picture, which is the film that Billy Friedkin made before Exorcist, features famously a car chase.
Hang on, before you go any further, should we hear some?
Oh, yeah, let's go ahead.
Let's hear it.
C'est une affaire de drogue qui est à l'origine de ce règlement de compte.
La French Connection, une organisation mafieuse qui a fait de Marseille la capitale mondiale de l'héroïne et qui inonde aujourd'hui les rues de New York.
America's public enemy number one is drug abuse.
Faut me rendre ma cam.
Non, Lily.
Je vais crever.
Bien sûr que tu vas crever. Tu te shootes à l'héros. Alors dis-moi qui te fournit.
On s'en fout.
Dépêche-toi, regarde, regarde ça, regarde là.
Quelqu'un coupe mes tulipes, monsieur.
Yeah, la fromage.
You've seen French Connection, right?
Yeah, but you're the French Connection.
So,
guy.
French Connection, as I said, won Best Picture. The question always is whether or not Friedkin should have won Best Picture for Exorcist, which, of course, the answer is yes, it should. I made a very good documentary about French Connection called Poughkeepsie Shuffle, which is available on the DVD special edition. It's almost certainly also
you're
available
just, like,
on YouTube.
Plugging your stuff.
I'm just telling you that I did a whole bunch of work on this film. It's based on a real-life case, although the film takes... I mean, there wasn't the car chase didn't happen in real life. The way the car chase happened was that they had a gap in the script, and the gap just said chase. And Friedkin and Phil D'Antoni, who had produced Bullet, D'Antoni had said to Friedkin, I want this to have a car chase better than the one in Bullet, which of course is one of the most famous car chases in history, which we're going to see again when there's going to be a remake coming up. And so they just couldn't figure out how to do the chase. So one day, Friedkin and Phil D'Antoni just took a walk. And they started walking under the L train, and that was when they figured, I know, we'll have a car chasing a train which is up on the elevated railway. And then when we did the Poughkeepsie Shuffle documentary, we drove the course of the car chase with Randy Jurgensen, who was one of the cops who was in the car when they actually shot the chase sequence. And of course, a lot of it is choreographed and a lot of it is blocked off, but there are certain bits in it which weren't. And the guy who was the stunt driver, Hicks, who was the stunt driver, Friedkin had apparently said to him, you know, look, you're not giving me anything. I need better than this. And Hicks said, okay, you want me to show you something? And Friedkin said, sure. He said, right, you get in my car. And Owen Roisman, who was the DP, the cinematographer, said, I'm not having anything to do with this. So Hicks in the front with the Gene Hackman hat on and Friedkin in the back with the camera. And Hicks rode famously something like 10 city blocks. And during the course of doing that, which was, you know, the roads weren't blocked off, they creased the side of a city bus, which is actually in the film. You see the car scraping the side of the bus as it goes past. I mean, obviously, there is all the setup stuff, like the thing with the pram. But the crash in which you see the car pull away and a car comes in from the side, that was a real crash. That actually happened because they had blocked the roads off, but they hadn't blocked a side road off, and somebody came out of one of the houses and got into the car and came out in front of the stunt car. And that banging the thing, that actually really did happen. And then it's got a very kind of not very good sequel, French Connection 2, which I know some people like, but I think is all over the place. But French Connection is the definitive gritty crime thriller. And the poster for it had the worst tagline, which was, the time is right for an all-out thriller like this.
That is terrible.
Isn't that awful?
The worst of all
the
time.
The time is right for an all-out thriller like this.
The words like this are superfluous anyway.
Just what on earth are you talking about?
To be known from now on as Three French Connection Hens.
Three French Connection Hens.
That was the third take of Christmas. We'll see you tomorrow.